Hey, it's Isaac, and I figured I'd go ahead and do a little audio blog, something I haven't done in quite a while. I got some quiet time here at the apartment for once, and I got a nifty new microphone, which I'm using right now. It's a little omnidirectional microphone for my iPhone, and I like how it sounds. The trick is I have to find a quiet place to do it because it's going to pick up all the sounds in, you know, in the room, right? So I just have to be careful. I have a really noisy fridge, and if the heat system comes on, you'll definitely hear that as well. But anyway, it's a good excuse to try out the new mic and just say hi. I haven't done this in quite a while. Thought I'd just say a few things about some of the music I got for Christmas. I had requested some stuff. I've almost completely gone towards downloadable music these days, and mostly just because I don't like the clutter anymore. You know, I don't actually own any media players anymore, right? I stream everything from my computer. Either literally stream it from something like Spotify. Or YouTube or something like that, or I have music loaded in my computer and I can stream from that out to my stereo system. However, there's a label that I really like, and they only publish to CD. It's a little frustrating, it's a little aggravating, but there you go. What can you do? It's a company called MA Recordings. They are a super specialty label. You know, they do a lot of quote-unquote world music, which basically means anything that's not a Western pop music. Basically, it's not classical music necessarily, you know. And but they have a very specific way of recording things. They typically will only record acoustic instruments, and they will do the recording in such a way that they are recording the space that the sound is in. And so they give you very natural reproduction of sound, of both the instrument sound, but also the sound and the presentation of the space of the original venue. If you have a nice stereo system, it is just a remarkable effect. I first stumbled across these guys' stereophile years ago. I think it's 1995. Made Calamus, Calamus, their recording of the month. And it's just spectacular. I mean, sonically, of course, it is just out of this world as far as the sound quality goes. But just the performances of the music. And like I said, you really feel like you have a live performance going on in your front room or in your head, as the case may be, if you're listening to it in headphones. The music on there is this Arab Andalusian type of music. So it's the music from medieval Spain, where there's this crazy combination of, you know, Arab influences and the gypsy flamenco stuff. It's just remarkable type of music, and it's kind of indescribable. But you can kind of imagine an Arabic slant on flamenco or gypsy music, and it gives you a taste for it. I got three more albums from the company. Two along the same lines as Calamus. I got one called, I'm going to butcher these pronunciations, I'm sure. Mudjar, Mudejar, and also Salterio. Both primary performance is being given credit to Begonia Olivide. And I believe she's a singer, but she also is in, plays an instrument. These have the same types of instruments as in Calamus, and sometimes some of the same songs, but it's arranged differently. It's a lot of plucked instruments, like ouds and types of lutes, has some pipes, and drums. Also some hammered instruments, various types of dulcimers and things like that. Really, really beautiful stuff. And singing, at least on the on Calamus and the... I think it's Mudjar. There's also, she's a beautiful, beautiful singer. And it's just remarkable, remarkable stuff. I really can't get enough of it. I think the The Saltirio sounds much more like more like classical music, if that makes any sense. Whereas the other one's got a little bit more, he's got a little less formal vibe to it, and it's the one with the singing. But I really enjoy both of them quite a bit, and it's very different than anything else you're going to hear out there. The other disc I got, which I'm also going to butcher, because I think the guy's Serbian or Croat or something like that. Krushevo, Krushevo, by Vletko Stanovski and Miroslav Tadis. Pair of guitarists, and they're just basically doing duets on acoustic guitars. Once again, the recording is just, it's difficult to come up with any sort of negatives about it. It's just remarkable. Pretty subtle music. It's the kind of thing that, you know, there's some of these types of music that's made that is kind of flowery, and it's designed to be nice. You know, it's designed so that it's easy to listen to, and it's just kind of relaxing. This is a little more subtle and a little more complicated and a little more challenging music, and I've only listened to it once. I'm definitely have to listen to it multiple times to really get into it, you know. When I was going to get into it, I mean, I really enjoy it, but it's something that for me to really understand it, I guess, I'm going to have to listen to it quite a few times, I think, and that's something that I enjoy. I like the act of listening, and I like having it be a bit of a challenge. So it's definitely, it's kind of like my favorite type of artistic endeavor, which is I almost get it, you know. I hear it, it's interesting, and I almost understand it, and so that makes me want to pursue it even more, you know. So yeah, they're great recordings, and like I said, so far my experience with this label is that you can't really go wrong with any of it, as long as you're not looking for, you know, pop music, right? It's very different music, and it's recorded really, really well. But it's only available on CDs. He has a couple of really super high-res things on DVD ROMs as well, but they're all basically you have to buy the physical disc, you know, and which is a pain. I actually, you know, I requested, because I knew I'd be requesting some music like this. This and from Nimbus Records as well. They're another label that's making me crazy, but I'll talk about Nimbus in another little audio blog. But I realized when I was requesting these, is I don't have a CD player. I don't have on my computer does not have an optical drive. So I had to request an optical drive as well. And I, you know, luckily I got both for Christmas. So I've been very happy. But one interesting thing that it struck me about that limitation, and keep in mind, this is how we always used to, we always used to do music this way. And this reminds me of the blog post I did a little while ago about thinking about shooting on film again. You know, we used to do it this way. We didn't even think about it, but now, when I hear this great music, I have no way of being social about it. I can tell people about it, but I can't send anyone a link. I can't say, oh, check it out on Spotify. Check it out on YouTube, right? It just isn't there. And so now, this music is kind of cut off. And you know, I have to talk it up to someone. And then they have to go out and buy the CD. And maybe they like it, maybe they don't. I mean, but it's frustrating, you know. It's an interesting aspect to music these days that I'd never thought of before. And this suddenly just brought it home, because I think there are people that I know could enjoy some of this stuff, but I don't have a good, you know, legal way. And if the artist and the label decides not to do something, I try not to get around that. You know, it's just not cricket, as they'd say over in the UK, right? So I don't really have a good way of sharing this with people, which is, like I said, it's something that I've been doing it so often now that I never thought about it. And of course, back in the day, I never thought about it either. So, yeah, interesting what thoughts can come around just by listening to Christmas presents. Anyway, we'll see. Hopefully I'll do these more often. And, let me know if you've got any questions or you want to add something to the conversation. I hope to talk to you soon. Bye.